Now, Dave, a great question here from Brandon Zielinski, who says, if you urinate on an electric fence, will it shock you?
I can't see any reason why not. And as I grew up in a rural area, and it was one thing I was told very, very definitely not to do with such force, I have a feeling various people are telling me it had personal experience in this area. And the electric fence basically works by having a wire which is put up to a couple of thousand volts, but with a very, very limited current. So if the current will flow through you, but the amount of current that can flow is not going to be dangerous. Now, electric current will flow quite well through your body because your body's got water in it with some salt in there. So the salt makes the water, it's got ions in it, which means electricity can flow through it quite nicely. Urine is water with some salts in it, so electricity is going to flow through it quite nicely. So yes, as far as I know, yes, you can certainly get a shock in that manner, yes.
Is that true where the guy pees on the underground and gets a bit of a shock?
I don't...
Would it be fatal? Would there be enough current flowing in a urine stream, do you think, to get...
I don't know. The underground is about 600 volts, I think, which I would...
DC. Certain,
DC. So I would have thought that there would be plenty there. Again, it depends where the current can flow. If he's attached to earth quite nicely, if he's wearing rubber Wellington boots, probably less likely.
And will the electricity flow up the urine at the speed of light, i.e. the speed of electricity?
It should flow up the urine at about the speed of electricity, yes.
So it'd be an instantaneous shock. I think there's a kitchen science in this.
And
I think we should send Dave out to try it.
And I think we should just take Dave's word for it, that it does happen, so don't go and pee in the underground. Thank you very much.